Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who still, in the year 2022, cannot take a compliment.
I don't think that will ever change.
I think that's just our brand. Today on our little podcast, we have an amazing accidental influencer, he would say. You may know his amazing art from all over the interwebs. It's beautiful, brightly colored, balloon, neon, beautiful messages all over the place.
But slaps you in the face.
Deadpan, just real serious stance next to these words is really what crushes me. It's pretty great. I will say that I found you like everybody else. Finding you on the internet, and then somebody sent me an inspirational post of yours, and your face is what made me want to be your best friend. So basically, I'm hoping that having you on the show, we can make this an actual reality.
Who is it?
I love that.
We have Michael Schneider. Thank you so much for being here with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
We are so excited to have you. When Shannon told me that she was respectively haunting you, poking at you.
I was gently stalking and then realized that you are friends with our friend Alex, the Hungry Hero, who is one of my BFFs. Your cake cookie collaboration with him with your quotation posts made me go immediately, you're on my list of guests I have to have.
Is that the you're not too old and it's not too late?
Quit breaking yourself into pieces
bite-sized pieces.
Yes, for somebody else and then let them choke. Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
So good.
That's such an Alex thing.
I was really, really happy with how that turned out. I was really excited. And Alex did just an amazing job putting the pastries together for that post.
And truly, that's something he would say out loud to someone. It's very on point. I loved that very much.
Perfect.
So for those who don't know, you probably have been sent something or it's appeared in your feed somewhere where you've passed it and gone, oh, wow. Took it to heart and then moved on with your day. Mm-hmm. You know who Michael is. When Shannon told me who our guest was going to be, I got really excited. And then when I went to re-go through your feed, I realized that several people have sent me your posts and all of them were at my lowest points or just feeling real shitty.
Yeah.
Someone has shown you one of Michael's posts. Mm-hmm. So picture neon in the forest. Picture all of those letter balloons pinned to vibrant walls, lettering on cookies and cakes. And then one of my favorite things that I have seen you do is you took a hate tweet and turned it into merch for everyone to proudly wear. And I was like, this guy is our people.
Yeah.
It's like, not just like fuck the haters, but like, look at this hate. You know, you've made it when.
That was a favorite project of mine. I made it into cake first and a photo cake of the tweet and then made it into merch after that.
So good.
And that person was pretty gracious about it. I don't know if they remain as gracious a couple years later, but at the time they conceded that I won that short skirmish.
That was a definite win. Absolutely.
That was pretty fun.
I just want anyone to hate tweet about us. So feel free.
No, if you really don't ask for that, you crazy woman.
Why not?
Because they don't care enough to tweet about us yet. That's what you're wanting?
Yeah.
For somebody to care.
I want the hate tweet for you was them just hating you specifically, you.
Which is bizarre.
So hard. Like that it, yeah. that it like well, ruined their day. Like I want to be able to ruin someone's day.
Oh my God.
And not realize it. And then later have someone be like, yo, did you see this about you? And I was like, oh shit. Someone like sat and thought about me so hard that they were like, I have to tell the world.
It's funny because I used to engage with those people really, really like sincerely and deeply and try and like kind of like get into their heads. And I'm, you know, the youngest child in my family. So I've always had that sort of like win them over quality.
Let's totally.
Okay. The peacemaker and the people pleaser and the clown. I'm all those things.
I love that. I can't relate to that, but I love that.
But I used to. It was bad. I used to really try and like engage with them. And I realized after a time that it's really not about me. Mm-hmm. It's really about how that person is feeling and how they're perceiving art that can seem really eager and sincere. Those aren't qualities, like earnestness is not a quality in these difficult times.
Mm-hmm. Not always. No.
That we value right now, or that a lot of people need. People process trauma, you know, differently. Mm-hmm. Some process it through humor and some process it through, you know, colorful balloons on walls. Mm-hmm. So like probably a year or two and Twitter's, oh my God, Twitter's the worst.
Twitter makes me want to just jump on a sword. I can't do it.
I love that. Phrase.
I'm not good at Twitter.
I'm going to borrow that.
I just peek into Twitter every once in a while and then go, this is not the party for me. This is the wrong house.
Yeah, dumpster fire.
You're like, quick, jump over to TikTok. Bye.
Exactly. A couple of years ago, I changed my notifications to just be like people who follow me and I follow them back. And every once in a while, I'll know that like something flared up or like that a piece of my art was, you know, deliberately misinterpreted or a quote was like read in an oddly like specific way that kind of like validated somebody's hate of me. And I'll have friends check in with me like on text, like, hey, how are you doing? Hey, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, something blew up again, didn't it? And I'm blissfully unaware of all of it. And I never like engage.
And
my friends pretty much know that in general, like I don't want them to, you know, send me screenshots of people saying shitty things about me. Not in a like burying my head in the sand type of way, but more in like a, oh, nobody's saying anything original. Like it's all the same, like three jokes, like, oh, you're 48. Or like, oh, he wastes so much helium. Or what's the third joke? They only know three jokes.
What's the 48 joke? It's just like, hi, I'm just saying words.
You know what?
I'm just
in
saving
some
the obvious.
Cultures, reaching higher ages is like
maturity.
Not even maturity. It's like good for you. You haven't died. Like you survived.
It's the TikTok teens thinking that they like got one over on me and that my age is a big secret. And I'm pretty transparent about it. You know what it is? I think it's that like my art is like a chilling reminder of what is going to happen to them. This is what happens to you when you're extremely online and then you get old. This is the kind of art you make.
You're still
so
there.
All y'all haters, you're all going to be balloon guys.
Look into your future.
That's the bad news.
Now I want that as a shirt, but in your balloon format because they're so beautiful.
Perfect. Perfect.
Thanks. All y'all haters, you're all going to be balloon guys one day.
Yeah.
This is your fucking future.
Look into my crow's feet. This is your future.
All of your artwork is so beautiful. Your photography is bold and vibrant, and it really just does slap you in the face before the words even resonate. And I think that's the appeal of it is like, wow, this is so striking. And then you read the sentiment and what happens is, and maybe it's because of my age, I'm old enough to get it. It sinks in a way that you go, I didn't think about it like that. And that's gorgeous. But then you even turn some of the quotes into t-shirts and tote bags and things like that. And as like merch girls were like, God, what, you know, this is great design, but it's designed in such a way where it reflects the same imagery almost as the original photos, but like stylized brick background. But my favorite one, I feel like I would just wear it all the time in secret and just show it to people, just show it to like douchebags at the grocery store. But it's the one that says, be kind to people, even if you don't want to fuck them.
Yeah. I send that to my mean friends, just so that you know.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad attitude friends are like, they're on a rant, and I send that to them. They're like, ugh. Most of them are single, also, so I think that's a correlation.
Right? Maybe. It's just the sentiment is so daunting. And yeah. I think that's what's so cool about your artwork. And it can go any way the wind blows. Mm-hmm. You could wake up in whatever mood you want and create whatever you want. And as someone who her whole life as an artist has been like, I need to find my style. I need to find
my niche.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Which media am I like gonna focus on? Because, you know, you have to just choose one to mm-hmm. become a great at yeah. something. And I'm like, that's not what I want. I want the life where I can just wake up and go, I am me, and I'm going to put whatever I am today on whatever I want, using whatever I want,
it
and
all.
It's still me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out. And you get to wake up and do whatever your mind wants to do that day. And I'm sure there's more work to it than that, but it's so cool.
I appreciate that. And I'm so lucky that I stumbled on it. This was probably like 2013, 2012 that I decided to take a year-long sort of artistic sabbatical. And I've always like dabbled in creative stuff, but that was like the year where I was like, I want to be an artist. And then I lived in LA. I want to move away from LA to continue this journey. This is not a great place to like learn or apprentice, at least as the person who I was. This isn't like a one size fits all like life story. But I think the medium is the internet. Mm-hmm. Like our mediums can be the internet because we can do whatever we want. And, you know, a few years ago, I was in a relationship and I was like, I'm going to move to New York for him. This is going to be fantastic. And my art's going to get out there even more. And the more recent success of my art has really proved that, like, the medium is the internet. I can make this art anywhere.
That's true.
And that was a really, really exciting realization for me, combined with social media, you know, places that people visit, mm-hmm. whether it's Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, they're places that people can go. Like, it's a virtual gallery. Mm. Like, what we have is a virtual gallery. And people will let us know when they don't like the gallery, and people will let us know when they resonate with what we have in our galleries. I was lucky to stumble on this visual formula a couple years ago, and the first posts weren't crazy successful, but I mean, the fourth or fifth one probably was, and it went viral. And so I don't think I'll like always be making these balloon posts. I will be for as long as I'm not bored with them. And I think people aren't bored with them.
That's the whole point. Yeah.
But, you know, a few years ago, I was like box wine boyfriend guy when I did that project. And who knows, you know, who I'm going to be next or what my art is going to be known for next. I'm pretty sure the balloons are here to stay for a while. I also get impatient with them. And feel like it's a formula and want to break out of that, which is why I'm like, you know, I'm a typographic artist. I'm not necessarily the balloon artist. Jenny Holzer and Barbara Kruger are like my heroes. People always ask like, what's the next thing? What's after balloons? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll stumble on it. I'll find it.
We'll know when you
It'll
know.
Be a surprise to me. You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'll be a surprise to me too.
I do love the neon too, though. I do love typography in general, stuff. It's fascinating and it's different.
Yeah.
Not everybody does it. And you found a kind of a couple real timeless methods, because like neon's not going away. Balloons are classic as hell.
Yeah, exactly. The LED ones, and that's not me like correcting you or anything. The LED ones are a favorite of mine because it looks like neon in nature. And for a couple of them, I think they're these Spellbrite letters, and they're made for like stores, mm-hmm. like storefronts. And I did the same thing. I was putting them in retailers' windows. And I think I still like might like to go back to an urban setting for some of those. But the first time I put it in nature, I was just in love with how that looked.
And
it was just so bizarre. And that's the one. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. And takes a lot more work to do, which is why I don't do more of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the lighting conditions have to be kind of perfect for that to happen.
I thought it was Photoshop on the first one I saw. And then I saw a video of you.
So many people do.
Doing
yeah.
the creative behind the scenes stuff with like your team and all the different people that have to help you do this. It's a big production for something that is so stunning in its simplicity when it's finished.
Yeah.
The forest, the dark greens, mm-hmm. the mossy tones with like a real bright neon aspect to
That's
it.
That's how I knew you were in Oregon too, by the way.
Lush.
Oh yeah. The forest kind of gives it away.
I was like, I just feel like that's Forest Park for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
Boom.
It's yep. so beautiful.
I know my trees, y'all. I feel validated.
I know that creek.
But the work that goes into it, you with like a bunch of trash bags just filled with balloons on a bike. That's what struck me. I was like, yo, he's on a bike even.
Yeah.
He's not packing this stuff up into his car and setting it up by himself. Like, he's got a team of people because this is hard work.
Yeah.
And there's so many steps that go into it, but I can't even imagine the work and the time and the lighting that goes into setting up a neon looking LED setup in the forest.
It's so much fun. It's just, and it's my happy
it's so
place
clean.
Too.
Yay, we really are going to be best friends. I'm so excited.
I really hope you like us.
This is my happy place too. So.
We live so close to you.
I know.
That now we want to be real life friends. Also, we're great at helping. Like, we just like, we just like
true.
Jumping
this
in and helping.
I'm going to take you up on that.
We are excellent
we're
free
hands.
Labor.
I love this. Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it. Let's get together. I'm not even joking. This isn't just like for the podcast.
No.
Let's totally do it. Although when you said you live so close to me, I instinctively like looked outside my window.
Yes.
I'm like, why is there an echo effect? And the two of you are just standing there with a mic.
The van with the satellite on top.
Oh, perfect. I love this. Mm-hmm. Yep. Count me in. Well, and I love that part of it too. When I'm installing them in nature, wherever I am, sometimes it's Laurelhurst Park and sometimes it's other parks and often it's Forest Park. And that sense of discovery when people see it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
The location I use the most in Forest Park is in a creek, and people do come around a turn in the hiking trail and see it in the distance.
I could picture where this is now. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's just right across that bridge there before you get to the witch's house.
Oh my
house.
God, that's exactly what I was picturing. Oh, that just
yep,
made me goosebumps because
yeah.
I'm walking it in my head. I do the park cleanup, so I know that park pretty well.
Oh, nice.
I'm part of that.
When
bird.
Is it going to be open again? I found that by mistake that chunk of trail is closed.
Is it washed
now,
out?
So.
They have to redo it.
Oh, did it? Okay. Yeah. Mentioned something about.
Bonnie's laughing at our nerddom right now.
No, I love it. No, I can picture. I'm just picturing what other people are hearing. And yes, in Oregon, we do have a place called the Witch's House.
Oh, right.
We all know where it is.
We did just talk about this, like, it's
just
common.
So casually. Like, you guys are in
just
a fucking,
the witch's house.
Like, Aesop tale.
It's great.
Just,
it really is.
Fairy tale situation where, like, oh, just, you know, the bridge to
the, you know,
the, to witch's, the witch's house.
House. Oh, it's right. Good bridge. And past the wash. Out and you're not nearly to the witch's
if you get
house.
To the gingerbread man, you've gone too far.
Right? The guy under the bridge doesn't have candy. This is not that kind
he
of
he will
story.
Riddle you three and you're fucked. So.
Oh my God. Speaking of children's tales.
We do have some questions. Some of them will be nostalgic for you.
Yes.
But
oh,
in the
this.
Form of your work brain, as we're talking about all these ideas and how they're coming out of you, I feel like your brain must be many, many fires, just filled with all sorts of irons.
So many cats.
So many cats.
It's filled with bees. It's filled with cats and bees.
That's even better.
It is crazy in there. So as far as organization, awful to anal, where do you rank yourself?
It depends on where I am.
Ooh.
So my day job is as an operations specialist a luxury retailer here in the city. And it's very cold and black and white and ones and zeros. And like, you have to, you know, be on it. And I mean, I have the memory of a goldfish anyway. So I do have
Me
to rely
too.
On reminders a lot there.
I'm a notes
but guy. Oh yeah exactly post-its everywhere mm-hmm. But that in that part of my life it is very like organized. In my personal life, you know, I'm a little more organic. I'm late to things a bit. I forget about things. I sometimes kind of am too optimistic about like how much time I have in a day.
Okay.
Especially these Oregon winters when it gets dark at 4 p.m. and I've run out of light for photo shoots and things like that. But it is a really good balance. And I think I would be in trouble without the sort of like structure and stability of my day job kind of forcing me to be more organized with my time outside of work.
Okay. Yeah, I was late to my wedding. So
yeah,
I totally feel you here.
Real talk, she was.
Like an hour late. Like everyone's just waiting.
Oh my God.
And so I have all these beautiful ideas of like creativity and what it should be. And we're always like, whew, skin of our teeth, like we pulled it off. We're really sweaty, but people are here and they don't know. No one knows.
Yeah. Never let them see you sweat. Well, and there's something good about a deadline. Honestly, sometimes it motivates us.
But picture yourself on one of those like creative crafty shows where they're like, 60 minutes, guys, here's your basket. And then it's like the time countdown. That makes me like barf in my mind. It freaks me out so hard because I'm like, I understand the concept of time. Mm-hmm. I understand what I need to do. However, I get ahead of myself and then I try to back it up. And when I back it up, I'm like, oh, I have 4 minutes left. Oh, shit.
That's the one part of the creative thing I think I'm good at is micromanaging. And I turn into a monster if other people are working for me, though, where I'm like, you need to get with the program. Mm-hmm. My time is this time. Like I'm awful, but my management skills for time is like the thought of daylight running out. I do food photo shoots and stuff that stresses me out so bad. So when you said the shorter winter days, I'm in that right now with food stuff where I'm like, oh my God, it's 2 o'clock. I'm never going to get these shots done now because the natural light's going to be gone.
It's two.
But in my mind, I'm like, that's still 3 hours of work. And I only have 1 hour of daylight left. This is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yep. No, I feel that. Yeah.
And I will say you're pulling it off because in that question, I was like, he's just like got his shit together. I want to know how he does it.
Oh,
like maybe I can get some tips and tricks on being organized. No,
we realize you're exactly like us. It's so great.
You're just like us. And that makes me feel better about myself.
Oh my God. Okay. So speaking of us solidifying our beautiful friendship, can you remember your first childhood best friendship?
I do remember I had a couple imaginary friends growing up.
Yes.
I had like childhood friends and childhood acquaintances. We did like move around a bit.
Same. Yeah.
So I didn't really have time for like a deep like BFF until like my friend Helen in high school.
Aww.
No. And I think that also like either formed or reinforced my introvert
tendencies
instinct.
Like it made you your really own best friend.
Because it's really been beat out of me throughout my life. I think first through my retail career, right now I don't really have a lot of client contact, which I think now that like my dumb face is getting out there and my art is really getting out there and that's getting popular, like that's a blessing. Like I think that would be weird to have a lot of client contact.
Yo, your face is awesome.
I was gonna say, how dare you say that about your cute face.
I appreciate that. Self-deprecation is like my brand.
Oh,
though,
man, you're just really preaching to the choir on all levels today. This is great.
In real life, we would be like a waiter's nightmare at a table.
Oh, God. We'd just all be shitting.
You'd be like, seriously, do you guys need 5 fucking more minutes? Or did you just want an audience to be like, shit about yourself? Oh, I want the fries, but right? How dare I?
Awful. Exactly. I'm so stupid. Retail, just like having to be like on stage, you know, on for clients and for coworkers, that really kind of like forced me out of my introversion. And it's kind of like a fake it till you make it thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also just especially in the last 2 or 3 years, the art blowing up and the fact that I do it in public settings and that I am constantly approached by either people who know the art and are fans of it or people who are just curious and don't know the
art.
Tell
me what you're doing
and
here.
Why are you sticking all these balloons on a wall?
Tell me everything.
But I love that. I love that. And I've actually built that in. One of my longest shoots was in Forest Park for my little like puppet web series that I started during the pandemic.
I love that.
These little like, you know, 10 or 12 inch puppets. One of me and several co-stars, my friends. And had sort of a camping episode and did it right off the trail in Forest Park, my favorite Lower McClay Trail. And I knew it was going to be over 2 days. And so I didn't get as much done the first day because there were so many curious people who were stopping by and asking questions. And I couldn't be irritated. A, I don't want to like get that reputation of being like bristly or an asshole, but also just like, how lucky am I that I get to like build time into my shoots with just like talking to curious people about my art? I am the luckiest person in the world. So I built that buffer into the second day, which was great. It was also better for just like my
smart
peace of mind, being like, this is going to take me at least an hour or two longer than I think it is, because I can feel comfortable enough to like, you know, give people a tour of the campground set and walk them through, you know, what my process was.
That is so cute. I mean, if I was hiking through Forest Park and stumbled upon you, I'd be like, oh my God, tell me everything about this cute little thing. And people walking around in nature, like on purpose, are usually awesome people.
Yeah.
If they're out in Forest Park on a nice nature hike. Fun,
oh yeah.
Cool.
You got that dopamine.
Yeah.
Fan base.
Exactly. It's all
they're just
straight
pumped.
Serotonin.
They're just like pumped. I'm like what you're doing
out
in
there
life.
Forest bathing. And then they find this cool thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Having a puppet in your likeness, I think, is like living the dream.
That's a dream come true.
It's everything.
I'm sad to report that I actually have two puppets.
Don't be sad.
One is a larger version. I used him for my original puppet series called This Ends Badly. And it was a few years ago. And it was like I was the puppet and everybody else was human. And nobody ever acknowledged that I was the puppet. It was fine. I didn't really have a clear like through line in it. And I've retired the series because it was so hard to make these episodes. And I envisioned it as like an ensemble piece and like getting three or four like busy people together to shoot this was like herding cats. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I still use him for occasional things, mostly my Instagram lives. I'm going to try and do one later today.
Yes.
With the puppet, and it's just him just like talking like me. And it's a great proxy for a couple reasons. So that's puppet number one, and I'll get to those in a second. Puppet number two is the one I started. This is a series I started last March. Everything, everyone, everything shuts down the second week of March. I just was getting paid to stay home and be in the lockdown and make my art. And so I had this idea that I had sort of like had in my head for a while, but I didn't know like what the perspective was going to be and what the point of it was. But I knew I wanted to have like a dollhouse web series. And my very talented puppeteer friend Kelly Campbell came up with the first few puppets. And of course, poor Kelly, I kept changing the scope on her. And she's like, I thought it was just going to be you in lockdown. Like, I thought I was just making one puppet into small, like, you know, 10 or 12 inch like Barbie size puppet made out of felted needled wool.
Yeah.
So she graciously retired from the project, and then I slowly brought in other artists and set makers, and so that's been a really, really fun thing. But you know, I think also I'm very aware of making my art accessible. They say the internet sometimes, you know, belongs to the young. And so not that I'm, you know, shying away from my age, but as a human being who's aging, I think it's just fun to like work an ageless puppet into my repertoire.
Yes.
So that
I agree with he that.
Can be sort of like my proxy when I'm not necessarily feeling like being on screen. So it's been fun and I've learned a lot.
Realistically, if Bonnie and I had puppets, like the big,
oh my god, cool puppets, we would have
so much more content. The reason we don't get that shit done is because we look like scuzzy dirt. Recording right now. I shouldn't say we. You look fine. You went in public to get
fine.
It.
You look fine.
I went down to the basement and just committed.
I'll
to this
take
look.
Fine, man. I'll take like, fine.
I do not look healthy or happy right now. But
it's
I'm
like
filled
it's
with joy.
A lot of effort.
It
and
is
to be able to face, kind yeah. of put your face behind something
yeah.
a little more anonymous, but like
it's,
way more free.
It's your rep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's so yeah. cool. When you said you had two puppets, I was thinking like a fancy dress and a casual puppet. Yeah,
this is my fancy puppet.
This is my red carpet tuxedo puppet.
Uh-huh. This is my casual around the house puppet.
Exactly. Exactly. This is the puppet.
Camping.
This is the puppet I go to work as.
Now I just want a puppet.
That's been really fun. You should. You should get puppets.
How do we even commission a puppet? That's
I can
crazy.
Send you the link to my puppeteer. It was from Etsy, and they'll like, it was literally commissioned. They'll like ask you lots of questions and have you send in lots of pictures. And I sent in a few pictures, and then they sent me a sketch back, and I told them to, like, the larger puppet, you know, he was going to be in adult situations, not necessarily, like, you know, puppet having sex or anything, but like definitely like post-coital situations in the web series.
Nice.
And so they sent back a sketch of just this like ripped ass puppet, and I was like,
whoa.
Oh, that's not me. Like, I appreciate
that's
it.
Too far.
I would love that. But let's make him a little scrawnier.
Let's go daytime TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Let's exactly. go more realistic.
Exactly.
They gave you Fabio puppet.
Yeah. Almost.
Fabulous.
I just love the fact that you said my puppeteer. Shannon says things all the time, like, because she's a chef. And
my
she's
meat
called,
guy?
She's like, my meat guy, my mushroom guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'll just, you know, talk to my hot sauce gal. And I'm like, she's got all these people in your pocket. I need more people in my
it's
pocket.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Have
I
a
need,
team.
Like, a woodworking dude. I need a puppeteer. Yes. Just let me call my puppeteer.
Your puppet dealer?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's our goal for this year. I would like to commission two puppets to be us.
I would recommend start working out your right arm now, or whatever arm you intend to puppeteer with, because that's it right there. That is hard.
I did puppets in high school.
Oh, nice. You. So you
I
know.
Was very good at it.
Yeah, you can exercise that muscle again.
It was youth group, and we performed for the children. And we got very good. And they were larger puppets. And we would do skits, which we did VeggieTales songs.
Oh,
and those
goodness.
Songs move quickly. So your hands really cramped.
Yeah.
Do they slap?
Yeah.
Do those songs slap?
Those songs you? Did slap. And I still sing the cheeseburger song all the time.
It's a
no
workout.
Longer into the Jesus, but I'm into cheeseburgers and vegetables that can sing a ballad. You
know?
The puppets
isn't?
Really made it shine.
So something so funny. So my current puppet maker is Carol Whitsmith, this incredible artist. Even since she started making the puppets for me, just the quality of them is exponential, and I can't wait. I'm doing the second season of my puppet series now. But I asked her to recreate a few coworkers, like my real life coworkers, because I asked my coworkers first, and I was like, hey, send me a few photos, like, do you want to do this, and you can do the voiceover, because there's going to be a couple episodes in the second half of the season, where it gets very meta and it's, you know, nice. during the pandemic, and the store opens back up again, which is something we all went through. So I have my very talented friend Tyler Buswell almost done with the set of my workplace, and I have 5 coworkers who are made and clothed. But when she first sent them to me, she has such a hilarious sense of humor, but also made me profoundly uncomfortable that my 2 male coworkers, the small, like, 12-inch puppets, have genitalia on them. And every male puppet that she sent me since has genitalia on it. And so I sent her a distress text, and I was like, okay, Carol, they have junk. And so now I have to figure out, and maybe this podcast is the way I'm doing it. My coworkers are coming over. Out. 5 of my most dear coworkers who I've been working with the longest are coming over to see their puppets and the store set and to record the voiceover. They're coming over to my studio for the first time at the end of the month. And I have to figure out how to tell my 2 male coworkers that their puppets are I'm not going to say anatomically correct, because I've no idea if they're anatomical.
Really? Yeah. If you're getting approval on your look, I need to know, like, is this junk? Is this over or and under it, on what you're working with?
It's also like I even like stared at, because of course the puppets, once they're made, they get sent to me naked. So most of these puppets are based on real life people in my life who have agreed to be on the show. And so this is my life, where every couple of months I will get small totem, a small doll of one of my friends sent to me naked. And I just get to like deal with that until I like frantically clothe them. And so now I get to see my 2 male coworkers' reactions to seeing their genitalia on the puppet.
Right.
And like, I looked at them, I stared at them when I first got it, and I was like, do I cut it off? And that seemed like just as weird an overreaction. Like my puppet doesn't have it. Kelly didn't.
You got no junk.
Put genitalia on my puppet, because I mean, we didn't anticipate the scenarios in my puppet web series being that adult at the
so
time.
You're just a
who knows?
Front Ken.
Who knows what's going to happen? So I also wrestled with that as well, and so maybe I'll just let my coworkers decide.
Let them cut it off. If they want to cut it off, you should let them cut it. Okay. Having to explain the cutoff
is weirder.
Is
right?
That actually means that makes it a you problem,
like,
and not
it,
a them.
Yeah, it came in and I cut off your genitalia because I felt so uncomfortable knowing it was there. Not even it wasn't even in my face. Like, I clothed you, but then I had to cut it off because I knew it was still there. Like, what kind of like puritanical thing is that, where I'm just uncomfortable with the idea of genitalia?
Are you showing them their likeness clothed or nude?
Clothed, but I need to disclose that their puppets have genitalia. I think in full transparency, I need, and maybe again, perhaps they will listen to this before they come over on the 30th and do the voiceovers.
Yeah.
And if they do, this is how they found out.
I have a question to unpack this, and maybe this will be a question.
Is it my
your
same
doll
question?
People will have, maybe we're just going to ask and answer your doll friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Makes it sound like they're not in real life. okay. So the evolution from you having a smooth Ken doll front, no junk type doll of yourself, your mini puppet person, the evolution from that to them having junk, how did they become to have?
Well, it was the puppet maker's choice, because this will be my 3rd puppet maker. Kelly Campbell was the first.
Okay.
Another one. I can't remember their name right now. I found them on Etsy, and they designed 2 lovely, wonderful puppets for the Peter and Amanda puppets. And then
Peter has a Peter. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but Carol's sense of humor is very, very much like, you know, anatomically correct. Junk on puppets is funny, and so I'm just like, you know what? Okay, going forward, the male dolls have visible genitalia.
Well, the girl should at least get some stitches, like like a slit.
Well, do they have implant areolas? Like, what are they working with?
Do they have toddies? Do they get nipples?
They do not. Nobody gets nipples, though. Like, the men don't have nipples either.
All dicks, I feel like nipples.
I feel like nipples are, like,
I mean,
more
universally
accepted. We're really
getting into the weeds.
Like, everyone's got nipples. Why
I don't know. I don't know that anyone's been shirtless yet.
Okay.
On the series at all. I have a feeling they will be. Because Mike's going to have more regular romantic interest going forward. He had a long distance romantic interest the first half of the season. Puppet Mike is going to have like an in-person romantic interest. So maybe maybe I'll commission some nipples. They'll just come in the mail and I'll just stick them on.
Yeah.
I'll just send you a big Velcro.
Like,
all you need is a little marker, actually.
No, but you said no one's going topless, so it didn't occur to you for them to have nipples. However, like, is anyone going bottomless? Is there a use?
I have no plans. Especially for my coworkers to appear bottomless. No plans for that.
There's no pants off, dance off at the work
party. No. In fact, I even glued some of their shoes were fallen off, and so I just glued their shoes on, so they are permanently pantsed. They're permanently pantsed.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. See, that's easy to explain then, because it's not a you thing. You didn't craft the dolls.
No.
Exactly.
Evolution of doll maker just went from a no junk maker to a full junk maker.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just her preference.
Yeah.
Well, then, like, that's every easy. Time they get to use their puppet, it also is like their little secret, you know, which is, I feel like, how all men should feel about their penises is no matter what they're doing. Like, they're giving a speech, but they're like, I have a penis
in my pants.
I also
have a dick. Yeah.
It's in there.
When my coworkers come over to record this, I should freak them out by, you know, asking them each for like a lock of their hair and like a drop of their blood. And then they just get mysterious pains sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I have to activate your puppet.
And we need to activate the junk. So can you clip some pubes?
Oh, exactly. Just ignore.
There's curly dull hair in Joanne's, and I'm always like, you know, there's got to be a use for this.
No way, not with coworkers. That feels wrong. That's
super, you have to do it with celebrities you don't know yet.
Right. They're dolls. It's a free-for-all, man. I mean, seriously. Oh, my God. Okay, Vaughn.
That's awful.
What is your next question,
My
ma'am?
Next question. I'm very excited for this one.
Uh-oh.
So you started your Instagram out of spite, and I love that about you. What is the first spiteful act you remember committing?
Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, out of spite is like a funny way to put it, because it was like a guy.
Such a rich story, and I simplified it to the point of like, it sounds heartless.
Yeah. No. I like it.
Story.
I like it. No. It was a guy who I had like a massive crush on. It was a long distance flirtation, and he came and visited, and apparently it was like no chemistry on his part. It was very much chemistry on my part, and I'm so good at like deluding myself into thinking other people feel something when they don't. And also, I've heard from other people that I'm very, very hard to read when I am romantically interested in someone. And I'm like, I was throwing myself at you in my own head.
And they're like, really?
Really?
I used to get that signal too, so I can relate to that.
I had no idea.
She's a little cold and kind of a bitch. I'd be like, I was fawning over you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Read the room, sir.
Yeah. So it wasn't quite a match. And one of the last things he said was like, you should get on Instagram, like in the middle of our conversation where he's like, oh yeah, I don't want to visit again. I don't want to see you again. And like threw in there like, oh, you should get on Instagram. Like, that'd be a really great place to show your art. And I'm like, I don't need more social media. I'm never going to get on Instagram. That looks stupid.
Yeah. How dare you tell me how to live my life?
Exactly. So like a month later, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get on Instagram, and then, you know, maybe we'll be able to be in touch there, because Instagram was doing that really, really aggressive thing where it was telling you, you know, every time a friend would join, it would be like, this person is on Instagram. Would you like to follow their Instagram? And I was like, you know what? I'll do that. Maybe that'll be a way for us to keep in touch.
His phone's going to tell him I'm on there.
He'll secretly fall in love with me through my photos. Yeah, no, it's so sad. So I got on, and he never, ever followed me. And eventually we just like decided like, no, we shouldn't even be friends. This is too
good,
weird.
Well, good, because I hate him now. So.
It was interesting. It was what it was. I always wonder, like, oh, I wonder what he's up to.
So little Michael, tiny Mikey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Do you have any moments from your childhood that would be, let's not call it spiteful, let's say the living well is the best revenge type scenario.
Like getting back at someone?
Yeah.
Hmm. Ooh, I don't know if I have that. No, I feel like I've been a pushover as a kid. I was a very, very quiet, introverted kid, and I really just stayed out of the way. Like, I was just very, very quiet and stayed out of people's way.
Oh.
I was that kid in the library playing, Dungeons and Dragons with all the other nerds, and like during recess would just be in the library the whole time.
Do you still play? Because we just got the game and we're supposed to learn everything. I have the characters to paint, and my husband just really needs another human to talk to it about.
I have not in decades, but the miniature part of it is my jam. Like that part of it, it's like so having the fun. Little figurine, that is my jam. Like, I mean, obviously you're starting to realize that like tiny things are my jam. Like anything in
miniatures. We love tiny things because we like feeling like giants.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents used to play Dungeons and Dragons back in the day, but when I was a kid, I used to pilfer my favorite characters and keep them in my room because I liked the little tiny treasure of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we need that.
I'm like, yeah. No, it's mine now.
We need that.
Put it in my tiny dollhouse with my weird little ninja and a tiny can of Vienna sausages.
Oh, well, Mike, do you feel like the introverted, quiet kid in the library part of you is really your backbone for what you do now, is kind of giving a voice to other people?
Oh, absolutely.
In a way that's just so relatable. Can't not relate to your posts.
Absolutely.
So in your face in a way that is not introverted.
And it's out loud for the introvert. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. It's like
the things we think but we never say, or the things that we hoped would bubble to our minds.
Yeah.
You know, half of the things that you post, I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't look at it from that perspective, but it's so obvious.
And so many of the quotes that I find, and I would say the vast majority of them, like 85% is curated quotes, and, you know, 15 or 20% are ones that I generated.
Raw thoughts.
But anything that I come across that is like other people's words, like any of the quotes you see on there, I'm not posting anything that I don't like fully endorse, or that didn't hit me like a ton of bricks too when I read it or generated it.
Yeah, it had to resonate with you first.
That's why it's relatable. I will say my favorite intro to a blog post, speaking of your work, because I went on a deep dive a while ago and then another one last night just because for funsies.
But laying in bed reading your blog. Right.
And then I text Bonnie and be like, have you read this one yet? Like, no. That's
how she wrote it. She just said, he is a very prolific blogger. Which from one blogger to another.
Right, exactly. I was in the mommy blogger group, you know, 2008, 2009.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. Those meetups.
That was the day.
But my favorite intro to one of your blog posts was, this wasn't exactly my plan. And that resonates with hundreds and thousands of people, I'm sure. But I don't think anybody is exactly where they are as an adult, of where they plan to be from childhood.
No.
So my question is, what did little Mike want to be when he was small?
Well, I mean, very small. My parents tell me that I want to be a car wash man.
A car wash man?
A car wash man.
I think I just like the song Car Wash. I think that was, I just like jamming.
You woke up each day lacing up your shoes being like, you know what would be fun? Working at this car wash.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And then I wanted to be an astronaut for a while. And then I didn't know what I wanted to be. And then I wanted to be like a pilot or astronaut again. And I took it more seriously, and I actually started taking aviation science classes in high school and learned about like left turning tendencies for propeller planes and just like all of this different stuff. And I've got this like weird wealth of like aviation knowledge.
It's cool. Physics and math you never thought you'd want to memorize.
And then I kind of like went away from that when I started, you know, theater classes and played an instrument also in high school and through part of college. And so I really, really early on like adopted sort of a, like a creative sort of aspect. So I think I knew probably pretty early on that I wanted to be creative. Like I wanted to be a creative person.
Would you say it grounded you?
Oh my God.
Sorry, I love aviation jokes. Bring it down.
Bonnie also likes skydiving and I hate flying.
I love flying. I love planes. We say that there's like just different types of people in the world and you kind of fit into one more than another.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like ocean people, water people, sky people, ground people. I'm a sky person.
I'm a water
Like I'm 100% when we're driving in the car, I'm looking at the clouds. We go through mountains. I'm like, cool, these trees are great. But like, oh, there's those clouds again. Like I'm obsessed with planes. I love the air. It makes me feel like I'm alive.
I love that.
Shannon terrifies Shannon has, me. My eyes
just,
are big.
She
and
just
I've,
gave me the
when
like,
you said,
no, the eyes that you give someone, if like you're gossiping and the person walks up behind you, the eyes that friends gives you, like, no. She just gave me those eyes because of her
my
fear
panic.
Of heights.
That was my panic face. Oh, sorry. Because I just picked when you said it makes you feel alive. I was like, makes me feel dead inside. That's what the voice in my head was like, no fly.
She's a Xanax and I'm a window seat.
I'm a NyQuil. Let's take it beyond Xanax. Like knock me out and put somebody in charge of my body.
Yeah. I had a really, really bad flight over a decade ago. And so for the longest time, and that just like triggered something in me. And from that, I was such a good flyer until that point. And it was just such a horrible, turbulent flight. We all thought we were going to die. And we were like talking to each other and like remembering each other to like our loved ones.
Like,
and stuff.
You guys like, were like survivors
bad.
Together.
It was bad.
The trauma.
And then we landed.
Connected you. And then we landed. And everyone was like, okay, let's not make eye contact and go get our fucking bags.
Yeah. And then we landed and it was fine. And then after that, I tried to get on another plane and had a panic attack. And I was like, okay, I'm just not going to fly. So for like, I don't know, 6 or 8 years, I just did not fly anywhere. I would go as far out of LA as I could drive or train.
Yeah.
And so that was just my life at that point.
Those are my preferences too.
And slowly I've gotten better at it. I get by with a little Xanax, but it's ironic that I've got that one part of my mind that knows that planes are perfectly safe statistically and physically to fly on. Is that logical part of my brain, but then there's just that sort of like lizard brain, which is like, this plane is going to rip apart and you are going to be hurtling through the air.
Humans remember trauma deeper than they remember positive because we are built to try to remember to survive.
Right.
So inconvenient.
So all the shit sticks in you that's bad.
Like when I watched Lost and that whole show reinforced my already established fear. Do you think that maybe your brain was like, I could be doing a better job of flying this plane?
No, I doubt that. Okay. I doubt that.
That would be cool.
The part that people hate, which is takeoff and landing, I hear that a lot of people who fear flying hate that part
the
most.
I love it.
And I actually love that the most because I'm just close enough to the ground so that if something happened, you know, I could jump out of the plane. I could jump out of a breaking apart plane. Can't do that. But like my brain will convince me that I can do that.
No way, man.
That seems super logical to me because when you're flying out of LA and they do that like U-turn over the fucking ocean, my brain that has fears of things in the ocean is like, even if we crash right now, like I'm dead. It's water. I'm fucked.
Oh my God. And, that's right. Bonnie's.
But like mountains, I'm like, the mountains are getting taller. So if we crash here, yes, it'll be,
they'd be so much closer. Oh,
but like we're way closer.
And then you start like looking at your fellow passengers and deciding which ones you're going to eat first.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to wear her like a coat.
Right.
Uh-huh. She's
I look
sturdy.
At people's hats and coats and I'm like, I would thrive if I took all their possessions.
Mm-hmm. You're cute. I looked at the woman and was like, I'm going to wear you.
No,
I'm going to crawl in your body.
You're gross.
No, I'm alive.
That's
I'm
true.
Surviving.
No, I just think I'll die on impact. It's fine. But even takeoff and landing, what I picture in my head, let's give everyone new terrors. This is fun. Yeah. So I picture when you take off and then you bank sharply, I picture just the tiniest tip of the wing touching the ground and then the whole plane fucking cartwheeling into a burst of flames.
I
and then
swear,
we all die.
We've all seen like footage of that actually happening 100%. And that just like sears into your brain. Yeah.
Picturing loved ones that are waving at you from whatever terminal thing like they used to be able to do back in the day. They walked you to your gate. They can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But like they're waving at your flaming plane at that point. So that's what my brain does.
Right.
That's why I need lots of drugs.
I used to go make out with boys near the airport. I just say, old Sally down by the tracks. But, that was like my move. Where I was like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do?
Let's go watch planes take off.
Let's go to IKEA and get Swedish meatballs and then park in the parking lot and watch planes.
Oh, I thought that was a euphemism for something.
Oh, hey.
No, that's legit meatballs. Fucking delicious.
IKEA meatballs are the shit. So that is a good point.
You know, we could spend a bunch of money like drinking and like I could see if I like you. Or we could go to IKEA, see how patient you fucking are, and then get to the meatballs, eat some meatballs. If you hate the meatballs, we're not kissing.
That's right.
If you love the meatballs, we're the same people, and we can eat meatballs for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
And then we go to the parking lot, and but there's a plane. Let's unbuckle our seatbelt and watch the planes. And that was my, like, the slick arm around the shoulder type move.
Wow, Bonnie's a dude.
I love that.
I like that.
Listen, I went through a phase where I was like, aggressive. Are we doing this or am I moving on?
Do you want to see planes or do you want to kick rocks?
Yeah.
It's the Judge Judy meme of her like tapping her watch.
Yes. That was Bonnie with planes.
Do you want to play a game with us, Michael?
This is terrifying. This sounds a little like a horror movie, but yes.
Why does every time I ask
because yes, you do say it a little creepy. Oh,
would you like to play a game?
Exactly.
There's been so many people that are like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm afraid.
And I'm like, you want to play? She's not creepy.
Okay.
This is fine.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah.
We need to find a new.
Oh my
God. Well, I feel like Squid Game came out. Now everyone's like, do you want to play a game? They're like, oh shit.
You just say, we have a game for you. Are you ready?
Oh, love that.
There's no choice in the matter.
Do you want to start? I do. We're going to do this or that. So we're going to give you two options and you rapid fire. Choose your choice.
Okay, great.
All right. Mild or spicy?
Mild.
A good laugh or a good cry?
Good laugh.
Balloons or LED?
LED.
Staycation or travel elsewhere?
Travel elsewhere.
Portland summer or Portland winter?
Portland summer.
Duh. Movie or book?
Movie.
Sadly. It's been so long. You said that so wistfully. Yeah. I love movies.
Theater. The smell of popcorn that will never go away.
I love books and I love reading, but lately, movie tickles the part of my brain that I need.
Oh, yes.
I think we're all right there too. Oh, that was good. That was a great round of this or that's too.
I know. It's very, very fast paced. And now we're going to move on to a non-horrifying section. It's our favorite. It might be horrifying
for
you.
She just lied to you. It's probably horrifying.
Compliments.
Yes.
We get to sit here and compliment you.
Yes.
Genuinely. And you just sit back, relax, take it.
Bask in the joy.
Oh, my AirPods are running out of power. Oh. I'm so sorry.
That's a new one. I like that.
Bye.
I'm losing connection. Oh, no.
I don't know why that sounds like my mouth making the sound.
I am so excited to be able to compliment you because you are a very talented human. You keep yourself pretty stoic on your feed and you kind of put out a lot of thought and feeling, but you don't emote a lot with your face. Mm. But I really like your face and I like when you smile. I think you have a very nice smile.
Smile more. You look prettier.
No, God, you shame. No, what I'm saying is when you do it, I really enjoy it. I think I enjoy it more because you don't do it so often. It feels special when you're like, here's my whole giant smiling face and I'm so emotional. It's great. I also really enjoy the puppetry. I love all of your work that goes into that. You can tell how much labor goes into all of these creative processes. It does not look easy. From a creative standpoint of people that make things, we appreciate, enjoy, and respect all of the effort that you put into this stuff. And I'm just obsessed that you do things in my favorite places in nature, and we like all the same places, and it just fills me with joy. And I'm just so happy that you're finding happiness in doing your creative endeavors.
Thank you so much.
That wasn't so bad, yeah?
I will ignore my instinct to be self-deprecating. And
good.
I will instead just say thank you so much. That just made my week.
Oh my gosh. Well, Bonnie has more for you, so it gets even better. It's a two-pack.
Oh, I think your brain is so cool. And I'm really happy that you accidentally found this sweet niche that other people can join you in. As an artist, there is such a weird vibe of creating something while also trying not to think about how people will interpret it or take it while still somehow managing to connect with strangers. It's a big, weird situation that you can't plan for something to organically happen the way it's happened with you. The work behind it, everything you're putting out is so genuinely you and so creative and so wonderful, with a little bit of snark and a little bit of sass and a little bit of attitude. From the outside looking in, it feels like a community I want to be in. Mm-hmm. Your people that you surround yourself with, from the models to the creatives that work with you on projects, it just feels like such a warm, diverse group of people that are all kind of looking around and showing love in different ways. I really think everything that you're putting out there is so beautiful and so wonderful. And you're really creating something for people to randomly get inspiration and have their day changed. And I don't think you understand the power that you have behind what you're making and how it truly affects people. So the easy part about the internet is that people can go online and say hurtful things and awful things. It's harder for people to go tweet about how you really changed their fucking week, or how they're at their lowest low or going through something really dark and maybe saw a colorful post that a friend sent them or reposted or just showed up randomly in their feed and it made them feel a certain sort of way that maybe changed how their future looks. And it's weight that you don't really put on yourself when you're making something, but all the hard work that you put in is definitely changing things. And it's what we need right now. And it may for you just feel like creative fun some days and other days exhausting hard work. I appreciate everything that you're making. And I think you are just so imaginative and so creative and just a wonderful fucking human. And thank you for doing what you do.
Well, thank you so much.
I thought you hung up for a second, to be completely honest. Like, oh, we lost him. Too much nice. Oh, God.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me, and that actually moves me.
Oh, it's so real. I see the amount of work you put in, and I don't know how you have all the fucking energy. Like, to blog about the creation of something and have behind the scenes footage, like, that's like three tiers of cake that I can't eat. Like, I'm just so tired. The idea of all of it, you put so much work and effort into it, and some people may pass it in a moment and refer to it later or be like, oh, I've seen that around. Other people honestly are eating up what you're doing and using it as their daily bread. And I think
it's very true.
It's you work humbling retail. To see.
That's crazy town.
And you fucking work retail.
This isn't just your number brain. One job. I know.
Your brain is cool. And I'm glad that you were born. And I'm glad that you are creating things. And I'm glad there was a fucking pandemic because it brought us to you. It brought us to this
that was a
wonderful
bold statement,
cool,
but I like it.
No, they're okay. The pandemic fucking sucks.
Yeah, we have to find
it
the
is
good
awful.
Stuff that came
people
out of it.
People Absolutely. Dying all over the world. People are still sick. People are still dealing with stuff. We get it. It's awful. However, we have to recognize, we have to stay positive,
look at the good.
Looking at the fact that there are gems that were grown during this dark time that are helping more people. More people are tuning in now than ever, and they're getting bold, beautiful content from Michael. And I think it's just fucking epic. It's really cool.
That's Thank you true. So much.
You're awesome. And Seriously. We really like you.
I'm so
I want to record this like every day now.
Yay! Well, that is our favorite compliment.
I love this. Thank you so much.
So for those who haven't been able to get the rich, wonderful feelings or the snarky laughs or just drool and want all of your beautiful merch, where can people find your imagery? Where can they find your blog? Where can they find your puppet shows and any of your past work that you want people to know about?
So much stuff. Yeah, I finally did a link tree. And nice. I was like, you know, the one consolidated place where I can show everyone, you know, everything I do. And I just kept remembering things. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing that, like, trip to Greece this summer. Right. Oh, yeah, my art is in this Dream Brother book. And so it was really, really exciting to tangibly put it all together. But if you go to my Instagram, whether you are on Instagram or not, you can go to BLCKSMTH, no vowels. I made my Instagram handle several years ago when spelling things without vowels was still cool.
And now you're my favorite forever. I love it very much.
The link tree is the main link on my profile. So that will connect to my merch and the blog and the web series and most things that I'm proud of.
It is a catalog of just dreams coming true, because that is a fun rabbit hole to go down and look at all the different past and present works of yours are all just delightful. Mm-hmm. They age perfectly well. Like all of your blog things going back in time and reading stuff is still just freaking awesome and spot
really
on. So
that.
I enjoy all of your content.
Yes. And again, thank that you. Is Blacksmith with no vowels. Mm-hmm. Find him on Instagram, click on the link and it will go to all of the things.
Check out the little dollhouse with the little puppets. It is so fun.
And in the future, you guys, when you now see the new puppets live and in action, you'll know that maybe they still have their dongs.
You'll secretly know those puppets have dicks, guys.
And if they don't anymore, they did.
That's hilarious.
They once did.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I feel like we could talk forever and ever.
This is so wonderful. Me too.
This and won't be the end. We're going to have you back for things.
We'll have to do projects. A live on the street.
Oh my God, yes. That would
be
amazing.
With the puppet, yeah.
Oh my gosh. And this is happening. 2022 goals. Bonchan puppets. Yep. I'm going to look into it aggressively.
Oh, she's going to surprise me. And they're going to have matching fucking outfits or
maybe.
Some shit. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's going to be awesome. Back into sewing and all we're sewing all the time are like new outfits for our puppets.
Like, for Mini Shan?
Now I'm going to start thinking of miniature props. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
What do I like?
Well, no, I'm getting the ones that'll take up a chair for Patreon.
Oh, shit.
I want the good talkie-talkie ones with the hand puppets.
All right. That's well, my knees are old, so we got to figure this out. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like puppet people are always down below.
Yeah, really recommend investing in some knee pads if you get a puppet.
I have some knee pads for all the roller skates I bought and never used. So
pandemic skates, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Two pairs.
On that note, I am hungry for lunch, which is kind of perfect.
We're always so hungry.
Perfect.
The rules. Until next time, Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you, both of you, Shannon and Bon. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
A wonderful rest of your week.
I will.
And don't be a stranger.
No, likewise. We're connected, so.
I knew it! We're friends! By the end of the episode. Huzzah! Victory!
Oh, all right. Bye!
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
He was a gem. A delight.
A breath of fresh air, if you will.
Some wisdom, even?
Wise.
Right. Just friendly as fuck.
If you had a great time, and yes. You love him, and you love our podcast, and you want to support us, how can they do that, Shannon?
You could follow us at Patreon and find some behind the scenes silly good stuff at patreon.com/ you are that for as little as $1 a month.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Support the podcast with no monies.
Yeah.
You can do so by rating and reviewing, and now you can even rate on Spotify.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Realistically,
anywhere you listen.
I just went and did it.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
So great.
I gave us 2 stars, for each of us.
That feels low, but I appreciate it. Oh. Like 5 would be better.
5.
A 5-star would be rad.
5 is better.
It'll help us stay where other people can find us organically, and everybody loves organic.
Yes. We also have some very exciting news.
Yes.
As far as merch goes.
Oh my God, it's so exciting.
It's been a while.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, and we have some new fun things coming up that are a perfect fit if you are wanting to get something for a friend or family member or a love of your life, mm-hmm. or if you just want to treat your damn self.
Oh my God, that's what I'm going to be doing, treating my damn self.
Perfect. It's nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
It's cozy.
It's crush-worthy.
It is crush-worthy. So we have some illustrations put on various items, including snuggly blankets, mm-hmm. big poofy pillows. You guys are going to get some warm and cozies, and they're in form of our teen heartthrobs.
Oh my God, heartthrob throw blanket, you guys. Seriously.
You're flipping through your Tiger Beat.
Mm-hmm. Your Bop magazines.
Your Teen Beat Extraordinaire, and you find that centerfold that is just the love of your life. Mm-hmm. Those perfect bangs, the beautiful, milky, young skin.
TV, dreamboats, cinematography, wanderlust for the eyes. It's ridiculous.
It's good. If you had a crush as a child and put a poster on your wall, we are hoping to fix that itch. Teen Beat style, delightful illustrations. We will actually be rolling more of these out mm-hmm. constantly throughout the year, and we're going to go and do some pop idol ones at some mm-hmm. point. But for now, we're going to give you a little taste, a little sprinkling, and those are in the shop now at youarethatmerch.com. Feel free to check them out. Send them to a friend. We will tag the shit out of them all over our socials.
And guys and girls, we've got you both covered. No matter who you were in love with, we've probably got it on a blanket. Got their dreamy little face just for you.
Definitely something that you will covet. If you want to mix and match a pillow and a blanket, you know, you could pick your favorite guy or girl. We hope you like our first selection. Feel free to go on our Instagram. We are doing rollouts.
Yes.
Where we show you a picture of the rolled up blanket and you try to guess from the weird bits and pieces of their face and hair and body and clothes who it might be. Who and then we'll let you know who they are. So go check out our Instagram.
Yes.
Know you are that to participate in these rollouts, which will be happening in our stories.
Are we being vague without telling you who they are? You bet. You have to
mm-hmm.
guess.
You're going to love them. You're going to love them. I hope you're excited because we are thrilled.
Woot!
Okay. Good night.
I love that. I love that. We're bonding through our anxiety.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.